Page 26. Listening. Exercise 2. Extract 1. You hear part of an interview with a tour operator discussing a museum dedicated to Native Americans.
So, what can a tourist expect from your tours?
A real busy day. One of our most popular is the Museum of the Native American. Did you know that exhibits there were put together with collaboration from 24 different tribes and Native communities? And I have to say, a museum like this should have been created long ago to recognize the contributions Native people have made to contemporary American culture and art. And judging by the number of tourists, people agree with me.
But I suppose a museum like this takes a long time to set up.
That's true. I believe it started back in the early 1990s, when talks began with Native communities, and this led to the museum's charter.
Which is?
It's called The Way of the People, and that should give you a clue. It represents the involvement of these different communities. It's not just about exhibits. It's about actively showing visitors how the Native Americans lead their lives through the recreation of different environments. A forest, a cropland.
Extract 2. You hear two people talking about a town fair.
Did you read what the newspaper said about that town fair we went to?
Didn't it say it was the largest one in its history? Nearly 2,000 people or something. I remember when it was quite small.
Me too. But apparently people travel from all over now, and it's attracting a lot of publicity. It was certainly very busy, and the atmosphere, wonderful.
Yes, it was quite a day. I think what I enjoyed most was the beginning, you know, the procession through the town at midday, finishing up in the town square with the musicians and dancers. And then there was that fantastic concert in the evening.
Not quite my cup of tea, but the fairground, there were so many different rides. Great fun for the kids and the adults. And those stalls selling local crafts and the food stalls were excellent value for money.
I think what really impressed me is that all the money raised goes straight back to charities in the town or the area.
Absolutely. It's a win-win situation for everyone.
Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with a woman who is a museum curator.
One question I'd put to you is why artifacts of national importance should be housed in other countries. There are people, myself included, who would argue that they should be returned to their country of origin.
I think that's a rather short-sighted view. If that were to happen, we would only ever learn about our own history. We'd become insular and less able to understand other nationalities and cultures.
But what if that country wants them back?
In some cases, it might be the right thing to do, but let's face it. If this became a general policy, many of the world's museums would be empty. Hardly an encouragement for anyone to go to them.
So, how do you view your role as a museum curator?
I think I've always looked upon it as a means of bringing the past alive. It's all too easy to regard history as being something in a textbook. What we need to do is make people aware not only of their own roots, but of all those people who inhabited the world long before we did.